Rod, I'm sure some are listening today who understand the importance of prayer, but who have never developed a consistent prayer life. And for many of them, it might be because they don't really know how to pray. What would you say to them?
Well, Brian, I think the best place to start is with the Lord's Prayer, because that's the prayer Jesus taught his disciples when they asked him how to pray. Now, the Lord's Prayer is not something we should continuously repeat back to God without thinking about it or without having our hearts in it. But what it does is give us an example, a pattern of how to pray. It gives us the ingredients that should go into our conversation with God. And here's how it breaks down. The first phrase, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," tells us at least two things. First, we are praying to God the Father. And second, we should begin our prayers with praise and worship for who he really is. The phrase, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," is a reminder that we are to pray for God's plan in our lives, not our own. Now, it's true that God allows us to ask for what we want, but like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, we should ultimately defer our will to his will. Next, give us this day our daily bread. We ask God for the things that we need. And in doing so, we are acknowledging that he is the source of all that sustains us. Now, this next one is extremely important. Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. This reminds us to confess our sins to God and to turn from them, and also to forgive others as God has forgiven us. The next phrase, "and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one," is a plea for help in achieving victory over sin and a request for protection from the attacks of the devil. And finally, just as we begin with praise, we end with praise. "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forevermore. Amen." So begin and end with praise. And in between, pray for God's will in our lives, ask him to meet our needs, confess our sin, and forgive the sins of others, and ask for his help and protection against the enemy. This is a great place to start in prayer, and it's something each of us can tailor to our own lives.